You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome to New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. We're flipping the calendar to a new month and taking a look at the movement underway to declare March as Women's Mental Health Awareness Month. It's not officially recognized, even though studies show women are twice as likely as men to be diagnosed with anxiety. Luckily, many organizations across the country are using March as a time to pause and address the challenges around women's mental health. We at New Wisco Weekend are also on board. This issue's cover story could very well lead you to relaxation and meditative thoughts. It's an interview with Green Bay's Ace Champion, who also performs as Good Buffalo, and using native flutes can help you align the theta waves in your brain. You'll feel what I mean when that interview comes up in about 20 minutes. Amanda Nimmer has a commentary on the difference between men and women's brains, and the key point is silence. We'll also flip the page to a story about a man who uses social media to highlight the wonderful parts of Wisconsin and how you can find and follow him. Flood Awareness Week may have just wrapped up, but we're sharing a reminder as to why you'll want to be aware of high water, especially this time of year. This week is also Eating Disorders Week. And Brittany Merlot talks with us about the shift in seasons. And of course, we've got Pete Schwabe with his classic cinema pick of the week. Speaking of Pete, our artist spotlight features an interview from his Nightlight with Pete Schwabe show. He brings us the story and the music of some very talented young women who also know how to support their own mental health. But first, the impact of mental health on women. 26% of those between the ages of 16 and 26 report having a problem with depression or anxiety every single week. The same study by Health Assured Group reveals 1 in 5 women over the age of 26 are suffering from a mental disorder. Everyone deserves access to resources and support, but where to start? We open up this edition with Terry Barr. She goes right to the top of a national organization to get some ideas.
I feel very fortunate to be able to connect with Diana and Zoldua. Now, Diana is with Contiga Wellness. They are looking at March as a special time to talk about women's mental health and try to create more awareness around it. Diana, thank you. And I want to ask, is there anything that still surprises you about women and mental health?
Thank you so much for having us. Always excited to talk about mental health, especially when it comes to women. Something that still surprises me is the fact that women are still not getting the care that they need. It is something that I'm still kind of shocked at, the lack of care that women receive around mental health, especially when it comes to anxiety and depression. I'm also a psychosomatic therapist, so some of my work involves body-based things, right, and looking at how some of our unprocessed emotions can show up physically, right, how they can manifest as other symptoms, like medical symptoms. One of the things being chronic disease and chronic illness, you know, just the stigma around, like, women being so emotional, right? Women are too emotional. You're too loud. You don't say that. You have to be nice and go with the flow, right? And so the sort of expectation, I think, that women face.
Why are we experiencing more depression, more anxiety?
Women tend to internalize our stress, really getting it out and finding ways to process through that. We do a lot of internalizing. We overthink and we're overstressed and we're worrying about all the things. And so it makes sense that this is how our stress is manifesting, right, through our body.
I am talking with Diana and Zoldua, and Diana is with Contiga Wellness. Now, I find this fascinating that there actually is not an official Mental Health Awareness Month for women, but your organization, and I've noticed others, are stepping forward and saying, let's make March this month so we can focus on it.
Any time is a good time to talk about mental health, right? But I think specifically for for women, the way that we highlight all of the beautiful things that women have done in the month of March for Women's History Month, I also think this is a great time for us to be talking about women's health. Women tend to live longer too, right? And so just thinking about the more and more that we can talk about our health and normalize not being okay sometimes, because none of us are robots, right? We all feel, and I think normalizing our good days and sometimes our bad days. To keep kind of talking about it and keep supporting each other, reducing the stigma in mental health, I think is, you know, really important, because as we continue to evolve as humans, our these next generations that are coming up that we're raising, we want them to also be able to normalize mental health. And so, yeah, I think it's a really beautiful way that we can honor women in this month of March.
Well, thank you so much again, Diana and Zaldua with Contigo Wellness.
You can find out more information about Contigo Wellness, including resources, at contigowf.org.
Happy weekend from New Wisco Weekend on WISS and WGBW.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun.
We all know that Wisconsin is wonderful, but where can you go to learn about the state in quick little one-minute bits? Our Conrad Krieger has that answer.
If you were looking for a place to check out many unheard of or secret places, Wonderfully Wisconsin is the content to look for. Paul Vanderplas, the content creator behind Wonderfully Wisconsin, shares what type of content he posts and where you can find it.
Biggest is TikTok. I've recently moved over to Facebook because I realize a lot of people don't have TikTok, Instagram. I just make videos that are roughly a minute, and it's just a quick, here's this place, this is why it's special, come visit, and here's the information that you need. Two types of content that do really well. It's either the thing that nobody's ever heard of, or the place like, you know, well, here, if I would do Lambeau Field. Everybody knows about it and has an opinion about it. So then people tune in, they'll want to see it, they'll want to comment on it. Like Dells of the Eau Claire, County Park up near Wausau. Beautiful. It looks like you're in Wisconsin Dells. There's just rocks and bluffs. It's so beautiful. It costs no money to go. There's the Ice Age Trail. You can walk. You can take your dogs. You can do a picnic. And yeah, it costs no money. You go. And if you didn't live in that local area, you'd have no clue it was there.
Vanderplas has been putting out content for about 8 months now, and he shares what his plan is moving forward.
I'm my own boss, so I'm making the decision on the places that I want to go and feature. I'd hopefully like to. I'm starting to branch out to, okay, if you're a business and you want some more exposure,
right?
Hey, you know, I would come in. If it's not exactly a place that I would go to on my own, hey, I'll feature you. You just have to be a Wisconsin business, something small. Right. You know, it's like, I'm not going to go and do a video for Walmart.
Vanderplas explains that Wonderfully Wisconsin is more than just a content page.
We're more like a community. I'm just kind of the face of the community of these people who love Wisconsin and want to show off these really unique things. If you're on Facebook, you just search Wonderfully Wisconsin. I'll come up and you can see I post all of my same videos to each platform. But then each platform has its different ways I can interact. So I like Facebook because it's more personal. So I can post, you know, like the Saturday I went around to like different places in Manitowoc County and I posted, all right, I'm going to be here. Hey, if I'm in the area, maybe somebody can say like, oh, check out this bar, check out this restaurant while you're in the area.
Vanderplas wants people to know that Wisconsin is a wonderful place to live. Either if you're an adult or a kid, Wisconsin is the place to be.
My whole thing too was when I started this, it was a lot of people, you know, growing up in Wisconsin, a lot of people tend to say, you know, oh, there's nothing to do. This place sucks. You know, it's just a right. Typical defeatist attitude. And it's like, oh, I've traveled a lot around the state just doing stuff. My parents were Special Olympics coaches and doing that. I played sports. So I got to see a lot of the state and like realize, wow, this state is beautiful. There's so much to do. There's so much history. It's so interesting. So, hey, maybe if I can introduce this awesome stuff to people who live here, who people are curious about visiting or moving here. I kind of try to mix it up. So I'll do one video might be about a bar. One video might be about a brewery. One video might be about like that park. A lot of stuff I do focus family friendly, either low cost or no cost. So I would say that's at least half of the content that I put out.
That was Paul Vanderplas of Wonderfully Wisconsin, which you can find on TikTok or Facebook. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Conrad Krieger.
Every week on New Wisco Weekend, we check in with our commentator, Amanda Nimmer. This week, it's all about chit-chattering brains.
The human brain is truly an enigma.
I mean, scientifically, if you look at it, no one can quite figure it out. And it seems we, as women, tend to have more going on in our brains than the other genders. For instance, I asked my male friends on my social media, when you're not thinking, is it just silence? And a good handful said yes. And if you don't find that to be a revelation, because perhaps this is something that you do as well, it is to people like me who never have silence. When we are not actively hearing a voice in our head say a thought, there's like so many different tabs open. There's background noise. There's a song that might have got stuck in my head earlier in the day, still looping in the back. I'm thinking a thought on top of a thought while also visualizing a scene or a scenario from a different point in the day. It's chaos, but it's how my brain works. And it looks like it's how a lot of other people's brain works, a lot of other women's especially brains work. If we could dive into the sciences on why some people have an internal voice and why some don't, I mean, this segment could honestly take forever. And quite frankly, we don't got the time for that. But what we do have the time for is trying to quiet our mental activity down. We need those breaks. We need the pauses. I call those moments, I need to just be dumb for a while. I don't want to focus on anything. I'm going to hear stuff in my brain. It's just how it is. But I don't want to focus on anything. Just let me be dumb. Be it by watching a show I've seen 100 times. Be it sitting in a quiet room staring at a wall. Some people would call that meditation. Others, an almost psychotic break. But in some way or capacity, we need to find a way for our chit-chattery brains to just stop and tone it down. One method that comes to mind, which is what some people use as an introduction into meditation, is to stare at a candle. You light a candle and you just focus on the flame. Just keep looking at the flame. They say it's working when you notice the edges of your peripheral are kind of darkening and you just stare. That's it. That's all you do. Don't think. Just stare. And for those of us with our chit-chattery brains, we don't really get the option to not think, but we might be staring so intently we don't notice the chit-chatter as much. We need these breaks. You need to figure out how to take your break, because without it, you're gonna burn out. And coming back from those ashes, while possible, is difficult, hard, and tiring. Don't reach that point. Take your moments. Relax. You know, my mom didn't give me much in my life, but she did give me this one piece of advice that is truly and honestly profound, and I will leave you with it. If you cannot take care of yourself, how do you expect to take care of anyone else? You can't. From New Wisco Weekend, I'm Amanda Nimmer, and there you go.
Coming up, Eating Disorders Awareness Week. This is New Wisco Weekend.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
This is New Wisco Weekend on your local Civic Media radio stations, WGBW and WISS. I'm Lisa Hale, your host. Coming up, we've got a shift in seasons and a look at eating disorders. But first, here's Pete Schwabe with his classic movie pick of the week.
New Wisco Weekend presents Pete Schwabe's classic movie pick of the week.
I think we can all relate to the fact that it's hard enough being accused of a crime we didn't commit while frantically trying to solve said crime after escaping police custody. If you haven't already figured it out, this week's classic pick is The Fugitive. The film, based on the old TV show of the same title, stars Harrison Ford as Dr. Richard Kimball. After being convicted of killing his wife, Kimball is sentenced to life in prison. During the prison transfer, criminals overpower the guards, forcing the bus to go off the road and onto some train tracks. Kimball escapes the bus, narrowly avoiding a search certain death as a train crashes into the bus in what has become an iconic action scene. Richard Kimball is now officially a fugitive, and U.S. Marshal Samuel Gerard, played by Tommy Lee Jones, is enlisted to lead the manhunt and find Kimball.
Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. Our fugitive has been on the run for 90 minutes. Average foot speed over uneven ground, barring injuries, 4 miles an hour. That gives us a radius of 6 miles. What I want out of each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, hen house, outhouse, or doghouse in that area. Checkpoints go up at 15 miles. Your fugitive's name is Dr. Richard Kimball. Go get him.
The search ensues, taking the production from Asheville, North Carolina, back to Chicago, where Kimball hopes to find the man he wrestled with when he arrived home and discovered his wife's fatally injured body. The film was directed by Andrew Davis, a noted and respected action filmmaker who must have been thrilled to work with a leading man like Harrison Ford, after helming projects that included lead actors like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Chuck Norris, and the talentless Steven Seagal. The Fugitive was a huge success, in large part because all aspects of production worked. The script was solid, the cast was great, and Davis's direction and action scenes jumped off the screen. In the iconic train crash scene where Kimball escapes, Davis had just one chance to crash the train, adding lots of pressure to a massive stunt. Despite consulting, stunt people, engineers, and even insurance people on the set, Davis still made a mistake and had the train crash into the bus 7 miles an hour faster than it was supposed to. But sometimes movie magic is inevitable, and the scene came off perfectly. Harrison Ford won the role of Richard Kimball over other big-name actors like Alec Baldwin, Kevin Costner, Nick Nolte, and Michael Douglas. The Fugitive was nominated for 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, and landed Tommy Lee Jones an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. It's one of those films you can't turn off when you take a final spin around the dial before heading to bed, and that is just one of the many reasons why it's this week's Classic Movie Pick of the Week. For more movie and entertainment talk, join me weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe here on WISS and WGBW. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm Pete Schwabe.
Spring is just around the corner and the temperature is on a roller coaster ride. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains why the shift in season can be quite dangerous.
It's the time of year where old man winter and summer essentially face off. This can bring cold for a few days and extended warm-ups as well, and the occasional late season massive snowstorm with the added moisture in town. So, we're left in a time that's filled with problems as the seasons start to change. And there's a few reasons why. We're hit with mixed precipitation quite often now. It won't hold steadily below freezing for all snow to form in the forecast. So it's a time frame where it'll be warm enough during the day to fall as rain, and then flips to snow at night as temperatures drop colder. This leads to slick road conditions and longer commute times, but becoming more frequent. And when anything this time of year is wet from rain or snow melt during the day, it refreezes at night, because our temperatures still fall below freezing after sunsets. So us Wisconsinites will wake up in the morning and may slip on some black ice. I've done it. I've busted my tailbone on what I thought was snow and didn't see the thin layer of ice on top. Whack, there I was on my bottom and in pain. And I don't want that to happen to you. So some simple steps to stay safe this time of year is to watch your steps. Look down and widen your stance. Take shorter steps, especially on your stairs, driveway, and parking lots. Those areas aren't salted as frequently. And hold on to handrails or cars or anything around just in case. And when you're driving, remember that the sides of the road from snow melt or rain also get slippery too. Basically, anything that has a glare to it, suspect that it's ice. And then we have to take a look at the frost depth. That matters when it comes to snow melt and rain arriving. And this season, it's considered normal to above normal. This, of course, is from the frequent cold snaps throughout the winter, and it led to frost depths currently ranging from 15 inches to as deep as 38 inches, which is way more than we observed at this point last year. And the deeper frost depth, the more runoff possible. Think of it this way. Basically, the frozen ground won't allow water to readily pass through the surface and be absorbed. And this is one of the primary reasons why floods happen this time of year. And there's another thing to look out for, especially if you live by a river. Ice jams are also popular. Because as the river's ice melts and breaks apart, it floats downstream and may get caught on and pile up on other areas where the ice there is still covering it. So when this happens, it creates a dam. It causes water to back up and rise upstream. And that, of course, wreaks havoc on nearby homes with major flooding. And as the temperatures rise, it causes rivers to swell, because all of the nearby snow melts and rain eventually all funnels into the river basin system. And at this point, there is a medium risk of breakup and ice jamming on our area rivers. And the potential for ice jams generally increases with heavy rainfall events before the ice is completely gone from the river. Right now, the National Weather Service is keeping an eye on areas near Shiocton and New London. They're at risk of reaching some moderate flooding levels potentially this season. Breakup jams usually cause the most damage and flooding with significant property damage. And in fact, breakup jams have been known to push entire houses off their foundations and rip wooden decks from other homes. And this can happen anywhere on a river, but areas where it bends or narrows are at a higher risk. So as some of us welcome the spring warm-up, others dread it. I guess it depends where you live and what you do, because it sure is a muddy, messy season with trail closures and outdoor recreation on pause. That is, until the green-up starts and we start to dry out. For New Wisco Weekend, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Eating disorders are a type of mental illness, and this week through Sunday is Eating Disorders Awareness Week. Our Melissa Kay has more.
An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support.
Coming up on New Wisco Weekend, our cover story featuring Ace Champion.
I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one.
This is New Wisco Weekend, and I'm Lisa Hale, your host. It's time now for our cover story. Ace Champion is a friend of WGBW and WISS and has often appeared on the Mino and the Mayor show. To say that he's a Renaissance man would be an understatement. Ace Champion hails from Louisiana and has brought his style of Cajun Creole cooking to the Midwest as a private chef with his own television show. It's called Cook Like a Champion. He also played semi-professional football and is an accomplished flutist. So with this issue of New Wisco Weekend, we're putting a cap on Black History Month with Ace Champion. When it comes to his music, Ace is also known as Good Buffalo, and he plays a variety of ancient native flutes and drums from many cultures. Since we're looking at women's mental health this issue, I thought I would share with you a part of one of Ace's recent appearances on Mino and the Mayor. He discusses how some of his flute music is actually geared toward helping you center and meditate and provides mental health support. Here's a bit of that interview with some beautiful music from Ace Champion.
flutes is all based on frequency, you know, in the different seven energy centers in the body, and each musical note is tuned to a certain frequency. So when I play, the cells try and match that. So if I play a common frequency in the key of D, like you mentioned, that works on your lower intestine area. It also works on the brainwave too as well. So I'm trying to get you in that theta state, which is right before you go to sleep, which we all know when we go to sleep, our body's going to natural detox. So there's a science behind this. This isn't just me saying, oh, you're going to get something out of it. I mean, it's that's why when I say it's guaranteed, if you have cells in your body, it's going to respond.
You still explain what you're doing up there?
I do.
Okay, I think that's important, because sometimes people get up there and it's like, what are they doing? And you kind of take the time.
Yeah, most of the time they've never heard what a Japanese shakuhachi is or sounds like. So to give them a little brief history before I play the instrument, they can kind of connect to it a little bit more.
Okay, and again, the thing is, this isn't something that, you know, off the top of your head. This is what centuries upon centuries upon centuries upon centuries this has been going on, right?
Oh, yeah. The first flute was over 60,000 years ago, was made out of bone.
Wow. Yeah.
So, and some of the flutes that I play go back 10, 12,000 years. And the cool thing about it is they still play these flutes till this day.
So it must work.
It's got to work. At least in the Eastern world, they think it works.
That's phenomenal.
Then I need your website too. Is that, yeah. I don't know if I have that on here. Give me that because this is a cool thing.
My website is chefchampion.com.
One of the big things now, I know there used to be CDs or whatever, but one of the things on the internet now is sounds to sleep, like rain.
Yes.
And different things like that.
Yes.
What do you do things like that to help people relax to sleep? Because that's the best way for people to get a good sleep, isn't it?
I do.
To be relaxed heading into your sleep.
It is. And like I mentioned, that type of music puts your brain into the theta, which the next step is the delta. And once you're in the delta stage, you're asleep. That's your sleep realm. So remember, your cells are mimicking what it's listening to. So what you said about going to sleep is excellent. They can go on my YouTube channel, Good Buffalo Spirit 1111, and I have over 40 videos on there dedicated to sleep and relaxation.
I would love to look that up, because I want to get into something like that. Because my mind is always like racing. It's like, okay, shut it down, go to sleep. And that's when all of a sudden I start to think of the problems in my life or whatever. And it's just the opposite of what you want.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's why these flutes and these instruments tap into the brain waves, because it's the brain waves that's going to put you to sleep or make you not go to sleep. The theta state is when your body is at its most relaxed. So the body feels like it's asleep, but the mind still understands that it's awake. And this is what all the Buddhist monks, and when people go into meditation, that's the state of mind they're trying to get to, because then their mind can open up to, it's almost like they got a teeny tippy toe in the dream world,
right?
But they're still in the physical world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you do through music is almost the same type of thing that drugs or whatever you want to call it do to the brain, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. It's all about mind altering. But we're doing it in a non-evasive way, meaning you don't have to ingest anything. You literally just have to just sit back, relax. You don't even have to worry about calming your mind, because like I said, your cells are going to respond to the music. So,
so Ace, tell me if somebody wants to just book your services. I mean, you will come into a party, a home. I know you do some things at the Tarleton where it's really... you add food to it too once in a while.
Food is still my bread and butter. You know, they could reach me at chefchampion.com. You know, my cell phone's on there. My email's on there. You just reach out to me. We pick a date. I have a full menu on my website. It's pretty easy. I do corporate team building for corporations too as well. And then cooking classes at local, Mona Rose Winery, Paradise North Distillery, and Botanical Garden.
Well, let's hear a little right, something,
we're
my
hear
friend.
A little bit of that.
This one's for my man Todd right here.
Oh, man, I got to talk about like a rainstorm.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah, so this is it's come from the Ukraine. So this is a rav drum. So if you've ever been to a rave or anything like that, on the mushrooms we were talking about, this is one of the ones. And this is the African tune one.
Okay. Right.
Wake up, John.
I know. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's awesome. What? You said it's Ukraine. I wouldn't think that of being Ukraine.
I know. Right. I know. Oh, they party hard out there. Ukraine, Russia, they do a lot of the rave parties and the what do you call it? The what's that really hype music that they play?
House music? No.
No, not at Jim's house music.
No. Yeah, that wasn't at Jim's house.
Techno.
Okay.
They're huge in techno, you know. So when they go out there, you know, they have their parties. I mean, they're in the mountains, they're in the desert, you know, and they're just out there listening to this type of music, and their minds are like, I mean.
So where do you learn to play something like that? I mean, that's just, doesn't look like an instrument, right?
It's made out of 100% steel. And each one of these little frogs is an actual note.
Okay.
And just like the other instruments, I mean, you go on YouTube, you watch a couple of tutorials, and then really the instrument just teaches you how to play. You just practice, you develop little patterns, little techniques. You just play what sounds good to you.
Haunting.
Anybody else see the snake coming out of the bag?
Yeah, that's what this is. It's okay. The Chinese version of the snake charmer.
Right. I love it.
I'm charmed.
That's what I was seeing. Okay, awesome. So that's that. Yep, what are that copper?
Yep, and that's the same as they're trying to put the snake in that.
Ace Champion was a guest on the Mino and the Mayor show weekday mornings from 6 till 9 on WGBW and WISS. Find it on the Civic Media app. Before we go to the segment on Flood Awareness Week, here's something for you to think about. The National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, is constantly updating its numbers to show how common mental illness can be. Yet reports only half of women with it will get treatment. And there are serious side effects for unchecked anxiety and depression, including a 40% higher risk for developing heart disease. Learn more at NAMI.org.
It's a new WISCO weekend on WGBW and WISS.
We just wrapped up Flood Awareness Week here in Wisconsin. You have to admit, with the Great Lakes making up part of our borders, the inland rivers and lakes that we're so proud of, there's a lot of water in our state. And if there gets to be too much water, that's when things get dangerous. Here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz with more.
Flooding is one of the most common and devastating natural disasters with the potential to affect people, families, and communities across Wisconsin. Ready Wisconsin is urging everyone to take steps to understand the risk of flooding can bring. To encourage everyone in the state to be prepared, Governor Tony Evers has declared this week as Flood Safety Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Home and property owners can assess the potential for flooding on their property if they live in a floodplain, near a body of water, or have a basement. The Federal Emergency Management Agency has a flood map service center to find official flood maps and access other tools to understand flood risk. While some areas are more susceptible to flooding, every part of the state has a potential risk. In fact, roughly 25% of all national flood insurance claims come from properties outside designated floodplains, according to the National Flood Insurance Program. While you can't always stop waters from rising, Following tips can reduce the devastating effects of flooding. Stay informed. Be aware of weather forecast information, whether it's heavy rain or warm-up that causes snow melt. Have more than one way to receive weather warnings. Enable wireless emergency alerts on your cell phones to be alerted of imminent threats in your area. Create an emergency plan so you and your loved ones know what to do and where to go in case there is a flood. Practice the plan and make sure everyone knows what to do when a flood warning is issued. Consider flood insurance. Most homeowner rental and business insurance policies generally do not cover flooding. Find more information about flood insurance options at floodsmart.gov. Keep water out of and away from your house. Clean gutters regularly. Direct downspouts away from your foundation. Repair cracks in your foundation. Improve grading so water flows away from your house and cover window wells. And move valuables out of the basement. Elevate or floodproof your washer, dryer, water heater, and HVAC systems. During and after a flood, never drive or walk through flooded areas. Turn around. Don't drown. Be especially careful while driving at night. It is important to also not walk through flood water. Just inches of fast-moving water can sweep adults off their feet. Flood water may also be contaminated by sewage or chemicals and can hide down power lines or debris that may cause injuries. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The blue skies go. Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost mother. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Still ahead, why two women believe supporting your mental health means doing what you love. And get this, science supports this belief. Experts say being a part of things that you enjoy, whether it's hobbies or sports, is really good for you. And not only can it support your mental health, it lowers your blood pressure and simply makes you happier too. And believe me, I know we could all use a little bit of happiness. This is New Wisco Weekend.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale. Our musical guest this week comes from our friend Pete Schwabba and his nightly Civic Media show, Nightlight. He brings us a pair of musicians who know that doing what you love makes for better mental health. Here's Pete.
My next guest and her guest, who are in the studio here, Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu. Hi.
Thank you. Hello. Hi, Pete.
You just made the decision to go full-time with music.
Yeah.
Like about 6 months ago?
Yeah.
That's kind of scary, but how's it going?
It is scary, and I have a great support system in Nashville in order to do that. So okay. I've got a lot of people like Lexi who have been doing music full-time for quite a while now. And so I was kind of teetering back and forth on, I don't know if I should do it. I'm comfortable at my job. I had a corporate job at the time with benefits and the whole nine, you know. But I was like, I didn't move to Nashville to work a corporate job. I could move back home to Wisconsin and have a corporate job. But it was it was taking away from the creative process as an artist. You know, right. you do the cover gigs, you do what you can, and that's fun, but it's also work. However, the creative and really fun part where you can let go is writing and creating with people. And that was kind of steering me away from that. And so I had to choose, and I chose music. So
did you hear that growing up? Have a fallback. Have a fallback.
Always.
And you've been doing this for a long time, Lexi. At this for, did you say 12 years you've been in Nashville?
Yes, and I started busking on the streets because I couldn't find any gigs on the, in the downtown bars. And I did that for 3 years. Honestly, I would have rather have stayed doing that.
And if you're not doing what you really want to do,
right.
If you're putting all this time into filing or whatever.
Mm-hmm. She's been a great mentor.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. But I actually have one person to thank a lot for all opportunities that I started getting in Wisconsin, and that's Derek Ramnerice. And he is locally in Baraboo right now, but he plays, his band Old Soul Society play all over the state. He helped me get this foundation back home. And it's always good to come back and feed into that too.
Rather than looking at it as like jealousy, or it's better to level up with it, right? With the people around you.
Right.
And you just keep leveling each other up, and that's a fun thing to see.
Beautiful thing. You guys gonna play something?
Yeah, it's called Me This Time, and funny enough, Lexi is one of the writers on this.
Nice.
Same with Brian Dalloway and myself.
Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu here in the studio at Nightlight. Me This Time is the song.
I've been kicking myself for the choices I made. We both made mistakes, but I'm trying to change. I thought all the wrongs I could turn right. There were too many lies I couldn't help you hide. Oh, but I gotta say goodbye and pack up all my stuff in the mess that was us. Gotta cut all these ties, 'cause I'm picking me this time. It's been so hard letting you go, making up my mind when my heart still cries. Oh, 'cause I gotta say goodbye and pack up all my stuff in the mess that was us. Gotta cut all these ties, 'cause I'm picking me this time. Yeah. Goodbye to the illusions, I can see straight through them. Ain't got no more time for excuses. Healing, a new beginning, made a choice. You're no longer my weakness. I finally said goodbye and packed up all my stuff in the mess that was us. Was the best choice of my life. When I time.
check out these awesome musicians. Please don't be a stranger if you're back in Green Bay.
We'll never be. Lexi, what you got?
So I'm going to play you guys a song you can find everywhere. It's called Day by Day. And this was my latest single. So
Day by Day with Kalen Cole, Lexi Liu. Good night, Wisconsin.
Yesterday can float away, ain't no shame in taking it day by day. It's such a beautiful day, I'll pull a chair up, sit down by the lake, throw a line in the water, watch a bobber sink. With all my worries, I ain't in no hurry to fix the past.
Thank you for being a part of New Wisco Weekend and our look at women's mental health. New Wisco Weekend is produced and written by Terry Barr and Lisa Hale. Our executive producer is Todd Michaels, directed by Lisa Hale. Lead correspondent is Terry Barr, with features from Conrad Krieger, Brittany Merlot, Joanne Krulatz, Melissa Kay, and Pete Schwaba. Our commentator is Amanda Nimmer. Special appearances this week by Jim Schmidt and John Mino. If you have a story you'd like to hear covered, let us know by emailing me, lisa.hale@civicmedia.us. I'm Civic Media Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale for WISS and WGBW News. Be unstoppable.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.